Have I ever told you how much I love New York City? Oh, I guess I have. You heard that before? I love the teasing that goes on here at St. Paul's of the various places we're from, places that we've traveled from in our lives, and my being a New Yorker is part of that. I guess my accent may give that away a little bit. But I love the kind of bantering that we do as we tease each other, particularly my Boston friends, Red Sox fans, as we kind of go through the baseball season. You know, the difference between Yankee Stadium and Fenway Park? You can get a hot dog at Yankee Stadium in October. That's kind of funny. If you don't get that, that's okay. Of course, there's no hot dogs in October in either Fenway or Yankee Stadium this year, so we can gather together for that. But Mary and I just celebrated our 25th wedding anniversary, and it was a significant time for us. We realized that half of our married life has been spent here at St. Paul's, and so the relationships we have here have become very significant to us in our lives. And so we're trying to think of ways we could celebrate that anniversary, ways we could maybe step away for a while and just spend some time together. And we considered a few things we thought we could do, but the one that won out was to spend some time in New York City for a few days, just the two of us. Life can get pretty hectic, as you know, I'm sure, in your lives as well as my life. I think a clergy spouse is a special vocation in the church. Mary has her career, but certainly my work and that kind of 24/7 responsibility certainly is demanding, and I always treasure her support over the years. So we wanted to just spend some time to get away. So we went to New York, and this was a unique experience for us because while we're from New York, we'd never really stayed in New York City. We always lived outside of New York City. We'd go in for the day, do what we're going to do, and then go home at the end of the day. We visit my parents over recent years. We'd spend time at their house, get on a train. We'd be in Manhattan in about a half hour. But this time we decided to stay over and to spend a few days in the midst of Midtown Manhattan. So that was unique for us. We had a great time. We did some things we've never done before. We did some things we've done before. And it gave us cause to kind of just be together and have those kind of conversations. All kinds of anniversaries do. Anniversaries always invite us to consider, you know, where were we? Where are we? Where are we going, you know, in our lives? What's the mysteries and excitement that is before us the next 25 years? We went to the Metropolitan Museum of Art, which to me is a must-go-see place if you're ever in New York City, particularly at Christmas time. We walked, went for a horse and carriage ride around Central Park, and something we'd never done before, and spent most of a whole day in Central Park, which is a very real possibility. There's lots of things to be done in Central Park. We walked up Madison Avenue and walked by Robert De Niro as we're walking up, Bobby D, as we call him. One of the things about New York is if you keep your eyes open, you never know who you're gonna see or encounter there. We took cabs in our travels. I gave the example, if you're a Star Wars fan, I mean, I learned how to drive in New York City. I consider myself a pretty good New York City driver, but sitting in that cab, I felt like a Padawan in the midst of a Jedi cab driver as they just maneuvered through the traffic of New York City. We went up Fifth Avenue. We stopped by Burberry's and Saks Fifth Avenue and Bergdorf Goodman's. We stopped in Tiffany's and bought a silver necklace for our silver anniversary that Mary has. We ate at some really great restaurants while we're there. I can give you the names of some of them if you're interested. We had a really great time, and the great gift that Mary and I gave to each other and received from each other really was our presence to each other for those few days. Something that's a challenge in our day-to-day lives. But just to be together and to kind of share that time together was really significant to us. And began to realize how significant that's been to us over our lives. As we've been about many things and done many things, raised, I think, the two greatest daughters in the world, as any parent would feel. All the things have been a part of our lives. We began to really appreciate that relationship, the challenges, the wonderful times, the challenging times, the exciting times. So we appreciated that and appreciated that time together. Why do I share that with you today, trying to give some tourist thing of New York City? Well, all those thoughts came to me as I began to look at the readings today to prepare a homily. And when I read that gospel reading, that conversation that Jesus had with the Jewish leaders kind of jumped off the page at me. These Jewish leaders were trying to trick Jesus with a question. You know, what's the greatest commandment? There were many rules and commandments that the Jewish people were required to follow, and they're trying to trick Jesus, trying to trap Jesus. You know, what's the most important? And I'm very intrigued by the answer that Jesus gave. It's a familiar line, but his response was, to love the Lord your God with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. And he said, and the second is like unto it, love your neighbor as yourself. Listen to that response. That response of Jesus was not about what you need to do to be a believer, not what you need to do to enter into relationship with God, but rather, Jesus' response was about relationship. A relationship with God, a relationship with your neighbor, a relationship to those around us. For Jesus, that's what's significant. How we come to know each other in our lives and how we come to know God in relationship with God. Throughout my life, my relationship to God has grown and developed over the years. It's been a key part of my journey, at times challenging. I remember years ago when I was on spent a couple summers at a Benedictine monastery in upstate New York. I've shared at times that was in my life. One time I was considering a monastic life, and I lived with a Benedictine community. And I remember one of the monks talking to me. I was in the seminary at the time in formation, and his emphasis on the journey really is about relationship with God. He says, George, as you go through formation and go on to be ordained, don't become just a spiritual technician, but be in relationship to God and let it come from there. One of the things Mary and I had a chance to do when we were in New York is stop by St. Patrick's Cathedral and kind of go up there and pause for a moment and be there where I was ordained 32 years ago, this November. I was like, where did those years go? Where did those years go? But over those years, that sense of relationship to God and being open and listening to the voice of God and where God is calling, where God is leading us. That's what Jesus is saying in that response today to these Jewish leaders. Be in relationship. And in those relationships, love each other, love the other, and come to know who you are. What Jesus is really emphasizing is that reminder to us that we are human beings, not human doings. We are not defined by what we do in our lives, but we're defined by who we are, and who we are to each other, and how we are available to each other in this journey that we walk together. And so over the next few weeks, as we enter into November, and with Thanksgiving on the horizon, let us give thanks, enter into a period of giving thanks for those around us. I know I give thanks for you and the relationships we've developed over the years, and look forward to that deepening of those relationships and coming to know God as we journey together. But find ways that you can give thanks to the people around you, the people whose love has transformed your life, the people who've loved you in such a way that you wouldn't be the same person without that love, without that relationship. That's the journey we walk together. And that's what Jesus is inviting us to be in relationship. And out of those relationships, to be transformed. And from there, knowing what we need to do to be a powerful presence in our world. So I invite you to hear that word of Jesus. Be in relationship. Enter into relationship with God and each other. And deepen that time together. And come to be thankful for that powerful presence of the Holy in each of our lives.